And this is a dictation for San, S-A-N, Burden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N, December 2364. Address as a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C, 875-5023. Dear Crystal, consultation for Sam with progressive chronic kidney disease, a change of kidney function within the last 2 years from a baseline of 1.1 to present level. He has history of kidney stones, calcium oxalate by stone analysis. He started with problems age 40, that's like 20 years ago. He's been having two or three of them a year, both kidneys, has required sometimes intervention, Dr. Liu, other times he passed spontaneously. Presently, no abdominal or back discomfort. He denies any nausea, vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no fever, present urine clear without cloudiness or blood. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other review system appears to be negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, which apparently is well controlled. He is not aware of diabetic retinopathy, peripheral neuropathy, or ulcers. There has been obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies coronary artery disease or heart problems. No gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies blood transfusion anemia. He's been told about fatty liver. He's not aware of chronic complications like esophageal varices, peritonitis, or encephalopathy. He has a history of enlargement of the prostate with a negative cystoscopy for malignancy. His reported allergy to metformin, medications presently Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, Losartan, Zetia, Coric. He has side effects to statins with muscle weakness, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, family history of kidney stones, including two sisters, one brother, although with not that many events as he has. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 289, 90 inches tall, blood pressure 160/80 on the right, 160/78 on the left. He is alert, oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal pulse, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruit JVD, lungs, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Socially, he is a widow, still grieving, passing away of wife about 3 years ago. He mentioned a number of family members, including mother, who did have kidney disease and dialysis, and I was following them. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from January. Creatinine is up to 1.75, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR 44. Liver testing is normal. This creatinine has been rising, as indicated above, over the last 1-2 years from a baseline of 1.1. Diabetes appears to be well controlled, around 6.9 to 7.2. PSA is suppressed. He has normal white blood cell hemoglobin. He has low platelet counts in the hundreds. The blood test from, the albumin creatinine ratio has been elevated at 167 milligrams per gram. There is a recent kidney ultrasound from March of this year. Normal size, 13 on the right, 10 on the left without obstruction. There is bilateral stones, no masses. Stone analysis from last year, 100% calcium oxalate. A prior CT scan from 2022 reports cirrhosis and mild enlargement of the spleen. And they report collaterals around the spleen, likely representing portal hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, progressive. No evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. He has a history of kidney stones, but at this moment, not active. At this moment, is not causing obstruction, so that's not a reason for the present kidney abnormalities or progression. He does have protein in the urine. We will see if the urine also shows blood to assess for potential glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. He has these incidental findings of cirrhosis and portal hypertension, but clinically there is no evidence for ascites, peritonitis, encephalopathy, or documented gastrointestinal bleeding. He has no gross anemia, does have low platelets, which likely represent enlargement of the spleen. We are going to monitor chemistries in a regular basis. There is no documented nephrocalcinosis. the importance of preventing further kidney stones discussed with the patient. He needs to follow a low oxalate diet, the importance of hydration, minimizing salt in the diet, minimizing animal protein, which is associated to low levels of citrate in the urine, and that increases the chances for stone formation. We will follow over time. All questions answered, end of dictation.